This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hill Notes at 9:20 or thereabouts. Still time to leave one on the Odyssey app. And if you are unable to listen to this show or this station on any of the radio stations that we have assembled for you all over New England, you can always listen on the Odyssey app, download it, listen whenever you want, do the same on Spotify, or you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can watch it on YouTube or on Twitch. And before we get back to the rest of the news, let's open up the Window World of Boston weather window and get Curtis to poke his head outside. Curtis, what's it like out there?
I'm sorry. I just saw a story about Taylor Swift that I'm shocked I didn't hear first from Courtney. 59 degrees, cloudy. Shocker today, going to rain a bit. Midday, 10 to 2, a few showers around. Saturday looks like the 13th consecutive Saturday with rain. But the real question is, what's it going to be at the Beachcomber, which we are going to be down the Cape Thursday and Friday? Thursday's perfect. 70, sunny, gorgeous. Friday, dry, partly cloudy, 64 degrees for the broadcast.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's good weather for the Beachcomber.
Yep. Yes, and nice also for the Pearl Greg Hill Foundation Raw Bar event, 2 to 5 Friday afternoon.
And the first and only appearance at a roadshow this roadshow season by Twitch Mitch.
Mm. Right.
So he's got a room. He is locked in.
Good for him.
You get to meet the genius, the brains behind our Twitch operation over here, the man in black. And so can't wait to see you on Thursday around 7 o'clock at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth. All right.
Can I quickly get to this question about Taylor Swift for Courtney?
Sure, yeah. Yes.
Did you see the invitation that they got when they were at this backyard wedding?
I saw that they were at the backyard wedding. It was Travis's cousin that got married, but an invitation, no.
So table 13, lucky number.
Yeah.
And the letter is for Taylor and Travis Kelce.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Taylor.
So maybe they're already married?
Travis Kelce. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
So, wow. I don't know.
I didn't think that they were at table 13. I thought that was a big thing. They were at table, like, one.
The image I see, I mean, I could be Eric Shund, says table. I mean, the New York Post has never been wrong. I will send this to the group and for Mitch to have for
Ooh,
a...
wow.
All right. Okay.
Oof.
All right.
Wild.
That'd be cool. We have some terrible YouTuber on YouTuber violence in Vegas. I don't know if you guys saw this video. Mitch does have it for those watching on YouTube or on Twitch. But on Sunday, Arizona-based YouTuber Finny the Legend and his wife Bubbly were shot dead while live streaming the Vegas Strip. So the accused shooter is 41-year-old Manuel Ruiz, who began feuding with Finny the Legend in 2023. Ruiz pepper sprayed Bubbly, the wife, and after that, the feuding continued online. Ruiz started losing followers while Finny's online popularity grew. It seems like this turned into a jealousy thing.
It's insane.
It's
crazy. I saw this yesterday, and there's a lot of people who are out there just trying to enjoy the Strip and the Bellagio fountains and all that, and the dude has been, first of all, These people are live streaming their intentions. Like the guy who was the shooter was live streaming the day before that he was out looking for Finney the legend. And that he was trying to do harm to him.
Yes.
Like, it's right there on the social medias, on YouTube. It's
savage.
You know, and meanwhile, we can't get away with a pair of boobs on Twitch on this show. I don't know, like, who's monitoring this stuff, Sean?
I believe that's Bezos' job.
Okay. Man, so he shot the guy and the girl.
And his wife. Yeah. And
all wow, man.
Friends said that it seemed like it was not going to go any further than like the pepper spray of bubbly. They thought that had taken it too far. Things just were online. But the video that Greg's referring to where he was out looking for him, like he makes references to shooting him.
Yeah. I don't trust nobody.
No. Okay. There's been no comment yet from Boston University or former BU women's soccer coach Nancy Feldman after Alex Cooper alleged sexual harassment by the coach during her time playing on the team in her new Hulu documentary. Cooper alleges that she complained to the university about it at the time, but they didn't do anything. The documentary drops today. It's a two-part series, but it was shown. People got a preview, and it seems very dark. The allegations are...
I mean, it's Vanity Fair did a piece on it. And some of the allegations are pretty outrageous. Like this soccer coach was asking her about whether or not she had sex the night before.
Yes.
Was insisting on driving her to her job at night.
Mm-hmm.
Would point out in front of the team how her legs looked and how good her body looked in the uniform.
Yep.
This is what Alex Cooper, the host of Caller Daddy, is alleging.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so then she went to BU for her senior, because it was her senior season, and said, here's what's going on, documented it, and they basically said, we're not going to fire her, but we'll let you keep your, you can keep your scholarship and not play for her. So she missed her senior year playing at Boston College, which is...
Boston University,
which is awful.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's all true.
Yes.
And she is just alleging it, but...
But she would have teammates there that would...
She has her roommate validates it.
Oh, okay. Because
her dorm mate validates it.
All right.
It.
I didn't know if she was, like, saying, calling her out in the meetings, like, hey, your body looks good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty disgusting.
Very.
And so the coach has not commented.
Nope.
Former coach. And the university is not commented. Nope. They should.
Of course. I mean, that's a PR nightmare right now, so I'm sure that there will be some type of release. But the documentary, it's called Call Her Alex, comes out today on Hulu.
We should take a break. We will get to the rest of the news coming up. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox dropped the first of their series with the Rays in extra innings. 10-8 was the final at Fenway. It was the day Sox fans had been waiting for. Roman Anthony got the call up where he went 0-for-4 with a strikeout, a walk, an RBI ground out, and a tough error in the top of the fifth. Brian Baio got the start. He went 6 1/3 where he gave up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. And there were some questions about a third strikeout call against Romy Gonzalez in the 11th. Alex Cora talked about that after the loss from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
What was the, we just didn't agree with the consistency.
It was a ball. That pitch was a ball. It was down. He was really good actually during the day and you know, it was down.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer. With lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder, the possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. They've got another one with the Rays tonight. 7:10, first pitch with Lucas Giolito taking the mound.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Last night, the Panthers took Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. 6-1 was the final, with our guy Brad Marchand adding another goal to his resume. So Florida is up 2-1. Game 4 is Thursday in Florida. And the Pats kicked off mandatory minicamp yesterday, and all reports out about the offense are pretty good. We're seeing crisp, we're seeing productive. Those are the two big words. We're going to hear from practice, or we did hear from practice during they said it this morning. If you missed that, go to the Odyssey app to catch that. One more practice today since tomorrow's practice has been canceled. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. More news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shime, that reminds me, any update on the dude that you did the lead on last week who had the championship parlay and the opportunity to buy it out?
Yes, young Drew Hirschman, his buyout got up to $127,000. At last check, it was $107,000. He is still letting it ride, even after last night's depressing loss for the Oilers to the Panthers. He is still letting this ride. He was at the game with his dad last night, and he has no plans as of now to cash out.
What an idiot.
I know.
How much did he spend on this?
$13.
$13
ticket. And it's $107,000?
The payout is if he bought it out now.
He must feel confident in the Edmonton Oilers.
But anything can happen. That is money in your bank account right now.
Go big or go home.
That's it. No. That must be his motto.
How can you watch that second period last night and feel confident in the Edmonton Oilers?
I mean, you can't, but maybe he's an Oilers fan that I don't know about. You know, he's probably looking at went to 7 last year. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would have cashed out like you, Courtney, at 107, 127, but maybe he's an Oilers fan.
I thought they were losing Connor McJesus last night, too, when he, second period, took that hit.
Yeah, Florida, man, I tell you, they was just all over Edmonton. And the goalie, Bobrowski, made some like...
Goalie Bob?
Yeah, Browski? He made some crazy
goalie Bob
saves.
Bobrowski did make some great saves last night. Yes, he
there
did.
Was a couple that I was like, damn. Yeah.
I'm so happy that they're back in it because we get to hear Wiggy say that last name over and over again. Because last year was not enough.
Yeah. I like that last name. Yeah. I didn't realize he'd been in the league like, what, 17 years?
Yeah. By the way, it's Bobrowski.
Yeah. Bobrowski.
There's a V.
Just let it ride.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Now, I have a question.
It's Jermaine, not Jerome Shine, but people screw it up all the time.
Is goalie Bob staying around with Sturm?
I'm sure he is.
Oh, thank God.
Marco Sturm will be introduced to the media and to Bruins fans at 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, welcome, Marco.
Bobrowski! You're a part-timer on the force!
The 30th head coach of the Boston Bruins. I don't know if Jones and Keefe will take that live or not, or just share the highlights.
I'm going to be at the presser.
But certainly, I mean, if you're Florida, they got some cap space. You probably want to re-sign Brad Marchand, I would
Hell
assume.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And he probably wants to stay there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you not? I mean, they're going for the last team to repeat was, I believe it was the Lightning. That did it in 2021 or 2022, something along that. Florida has another chance to do it again, to repeat. And then if Marchand is probably looking at it like great organization.
Got Sean Thornton on the staff.
They'll be right back in it again next year.
I think their big thing though is they're going to want to re-sign Sam Bennett first,
yeah,
if they can. And then,
well, I mean, Brad Marchand is 37, so yeah, a little long in the tooth, but he doesn't look like
no. And you play for a team like that where you don't have to be the guy, where you could just, you know, be a guy that contributes in the way they'd like you to contribute, not expect to carry the team. That's
and especially in the regular season, they can kind of just like play him here and there, and then really let him loose in the playoffs, which is where he is an X factor.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could see him re-signing with them on a 3-year deal. Why wouldn't you?
He looks like a different guy.
Yeah, like he's like excited about playing. He just has a different energy about him. And when you change sceneries, that's a lot of times can happen to professional
athletes.
Maybe the
A is better for him than the full C, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think
that's it.
I don't know
if that's what it is. It was the pressure of being the captain was too much for him here.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's always a tough thing.
Do you think Pasta's rooting for Edmonton?
No. I'm sure he's supporting his friend.
All right.
Best friends.
Let's see. This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Greg. Hi, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And I was listening to Wiggy, you know, talking about the hockey. And it's just my opinion. You know, when you watch these other goalies, we don't have a goalie that can do anything to the degree of what these two guys are doing. We don't have a goalie that has ever really been able to do this consistently. And if you're relying on Swayman for the upcoming season, I don't hold your breath. It's going to be the same rigmarole. And I don't think the Bruins fans are going to be overly excited, even with the new coach. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll find out whether the issue for Swayman last year was that he was all discombobulated by the holdout and the negotiation. And
I mean, he played pretty good for Team USA, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
They won. Yeah. He dominated.
I mean, I don't know. It's just, I'm not somebody, Curtis, you brought this up last week. Like, I'm giving Marco Sturm the same chance that I would give anybody else. I mean, got a guy who played in the league and is making his way up as a head coach, might be the thing that these guys need. I don't know. They're just not.
It's a talent. They don't have. I mean, you got to look at, when you look at Florida and you look at Edmonton, just look at the talent level of those two teams to what you got. I mean, Pasta, you know, Pasta's great, but other than Pasta, you know, you're still like the jury's still out on Swayman, right? I think McAvoy, people think that he can be good.
Hey,
but
he's good. McAvoy is good.
But isn't he a little bit inconsistent in some people's eyes?
Well, you could say that about Pasta, too.
Pasta's had
inconsistencies throughout the last 2 years. I think Pasta's a great player, but people have felt like he wasn't living up to the expectation, at least last season.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he have, like 50 goals
last
year? Yes,
but there were some times where he'd hit dry spells that people weren't happy with.
I mean, if it wasn't for Pasta, I feel like when you look at Pasta, he's your only consistent. You don't know what Swayman is. McAvoy has all
that. That is so fraudulent.
Well, that's what they're saying.
But during last season, we talked so much about where's Pasta been? Mike Milbury, there was one time he was on that he ripped Pasta, and then Pasta came out firing, you know, the next game. So there was
a small period of time. Wasn't he on like some ridiculous 15-game goal-scoring streak?
Yeah, okay, you could talk about one period of time, and then he disappeared for like a month. I'm saying I think Pasta's the best player on the team. There's been some inconsistencies the last two seasons.
And I would just say, before we say how much better the Panthers are, 1 year ago, not 10 years ago, the Bruins won game one in Florida and had a lead 1-0 after one period of game two, about to come home, up 2-0 on the very Panthers team that is now 3 wins away from, or 2 wins away from, a Stanley Cup for their second straight year. So they were more than in the series. They won game one and were up in game two before the wheels fell off.
Wasn't that when Bergeron was still here, Krejci was still here? It was like a completely...
Milbury
talks about, you know, especially the sentiment up the middle, like a completely different team. When you look at it, McAvoy gets paid a lot of money. I think there are people out there that think that he is a really, really talented player, but he has been inconsistent at times. Swayman, it goes either way on him. Some people can't stand him. Some people like him. And when you look at the one guy that is consistent, and yeah, he might hit a little patch where he maybe doesn't score a couple goals in a couple games, is Pasta. You like,
well,
that's your best player.
I mean, you're stuck with what you got. You basically sold a bunch of valuable pieces, and so the only way you're getting better is the draft. I mean, you're there's no other way you're getting better. So
right. And Sean, what did you say? Or was you on the thing, and this is going to be like, or maybe Milbury's like, this is going to be a 3-year rebuilding process, or you were like, you could turn it around.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little quicker. Like, I think it'll be this year, they will be fine. They'll be average to below average, and then they will be back in the playoffs the following year.
All right, so no playoffs this year, and then playoffs the following season?
Correct, yep, and competitive in that following season.
This is Art from Walpole. Hello, Art.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
We're looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday down in Wellfleet.
Can't wait.
That's going to be. This kid Roman Anthony, I was watching him a little bit last night. I was going between the Red Sox game and the landing of the Marines on Iwo Jima there in L.A. And I mean, the kid is as poised as you could possibly be going up to the plate. He looks like a veteran.
Yeah.
But that play, that poor kid made one of the worst plays an outfielder can make. You never come into a ground ball in the outfield and play it on the side. That's like Little League 101.
That was adrenaline.
You want the ball to hit you.
The adrenaline was pumping.
I know, the poor
kid. Give the man a break.
Absolutely.
It's one error, it's one game. Give him a break.
I felt bad for the kid because he looks like he's ready for his part.
Well,
but an unfortunate situation last night.
Wiggy says that's Alex Cora's fault. Everything is Alex Cora's
fault. No, I don't
put
that on Cora. I mean,
you put everything else on Alex Cora.
No, there are certain things, the decisions that he make that I put on. The bobbled play that Duran had was an error where he might have been able to throw the guy out from that scored. And then the next play, so I put that on Duran, and then the next play you put that on Roman Anthony. He's right. He's got to, you know, make that play or at least get in front of it so it doesn't go to the wall. But, you know, nerves, and it's game one. I'm not going to criticize him about that.
Yeah.
For him.
No. I mean, you have, the future is bright. You got the big three finally here, and we'll see what they can do. So.
But it is true about Cora. Like, we give him credit for things, but then we're not allowed to do blame. Like, if the team plays crisp defensively, it's, oh, good, Cora's got him playing well. If they don't, it's like, well, it's on Duran. Well, it can't be both ways. Like, either you get credit or you get no credit, and you get blame or no blame. That can't be both ways.
Good night for my guy, Abe Toro.
Oof.
Honest Abe Toro
with
that shot off the monster last night, Curtis.
I thought it was Mo Vaughn at first. God, this team, what a crap night. You could feel the tension, the excitement, the second I saw that beautiful car pull out of Worcester and head to Boston. And then it's just an ugly, ugly loss.
Well, if you win that game,
that's 4 out of 5.
Yeah, and the energy changes where now you're playing against Tampa, who's like, if the season ended today, would be a wild card team. You're able to you're able to catch them a little bit if you're able to win this game. And
you
then
have to win this series.
Yeah.
Like enough is enough. You've got to. Never mind sweeping. That's off the table.
Just win the series.
You have to win these series.
Right. And if you win that,
you got to claw your way back into it, and hope that the young guys deliver. And I mean, same old problem. We talked about it earlier. They were 4 for 23 last night with runners in scoring position. Same issue.
But it's still your bullpen, though. You lose a game where you score 8 runs. I know that they left score runners in scoring position, but you still scored 8 runs. Like,
how many runs?
8.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, those are like, you got to be able to win games like that. And when you have,
here's a text for you. It says, Wiggy, you boob. Do you put the Red Sox going 4-for-23 with runners in scoring position on Alex Cora? Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He puts everything.
Because why not play small ball? There's chances where you can move runners over. Look what the Tampa Bay Rays did yesterday. That one kid gets walked. He steals second. He steals third. And next thing you know, he's scoring. You got speed. Why can't you do that? You know, what was the series that they lost to before the Yankees series? The team that they lost,
the Angels.
They played small ball. Moved.
Did
the
you
guy.
Watch Angels in the outfield? Good flick. Carry on.
So no, I mean I don't know what the text is saying, but they bunted a guy over and then they were able to knock him in. Play small ball when you have runners in scoring position.
Yeah, but you haven't apologized for Meyer being on the grass and screwing the Sox last night.
Well, no, he's got to make that catch. If you're gonna call off the catcher, make sure you catch it.
Yeah, it's the infield fly rule. Real problem. Been a problem since Little League.
I thought the infield flyer means the batter was automatically out.
He is.
Yeah, he is. What happened?
Yeah. But nobody. These guys are not aware of the opportunity for runners to advance.
Oh, yeah, you got to tag them because it's no longer a force play.
Right. Correct.
All right. Well, not on the manager. Situational baseball.
It's on a manager at some point. They've been in the league for 21 years.
Yeah, but
playing the sport for 21 years.
But think about how many times.
Somebody explained it. The ump yells infield fly.
Yeah, but think about how many times we've seen athletes who have talked about Belichick or other coaches and basically said how better of football players mentally they became from being around coaches who teach them the little things that they didn't realize.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they didn't know that.
But you're right. I mean, if that infield on that play last night was gathered around the pitcher's mound, somebody would have caught that ball.
Somebody.
Right?
Yeah. Just like the play Gonzalez late in the game. Everybody's basically hails on the tip of the outfield grass, and he can't come in and make a play.
Right. Coordinated effort. Like, you just have five gloves up there.
Yeah.
Wiggy on defense and Brockton, every play was an all-out blitz.
Might as well. You know what? When you can't score, you got to do something, Curtis. Isn't that what Breslow told us?
Not being able to score is the story of my life.
You know?
All right. I still have the sad duty of delivering an audio eulogy this morning for Sly Stone.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. And we're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. So you have time to leave one on any topic on the Odyssey app. Just look for the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And talk to your heart's content, and we'll play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20. All right, audio eulogy band.
What you talking about, Willis?
They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, and ranked 43rd in Rolling Stone's top 100 bands of all time. Sly and the Family Stone.
Would you say that you are the Sly of the radio world?
What do you mean?
Because your team, your band is made up.
You're correct. Yes. Of all types, all kinds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All shapes, sizes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Good job, Courtney.
Yes. Very. Yes. Yes. We have
all golfing abilities.
We have all kinds of people. Yeah. We have secret eaters. We have every kind of person on this program.
Good pull, Courtney.
Right. Yeah. Right,
Greg Hill, the Sly Stone of WEEI.
Wow.
All right. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.